want you to know that this is the day that the Lord has made.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Apostle Jewel Lige, Grace Glory Deliverance Ministries Incorporated and Grace Glory School of Ministry. Grace Glory Heal the Land Intercessory Phone Conference Line Prayer. That's 24 hours. And we're going to be on every day of the Lord. Every day till Jesus come back, hopefully, till he come. And we are looking for hosts to do an intercessory prayer hour. Host for 1 hour. Call me to do that at 706-612-0864. And let me sign you at one of the hours. And if you need to call in for prayer, that number is to the conference Heal the Land Deliverance Prayer. God called me to be a repairer of the breach and minister healing to the land. And I need somebody to say, let's pray. You will call by 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. God said, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face and pray, he said, I will hear you from heaven and I will forgive your sin and I will heal this land. There's too much things going on in the land this year, 2016. We'll never forget this year. I didn't know it was supposed to be a year of disasters, but we are in the season spoken of in the word that in the last days, these perilous times are going to come. Dangerous. And people are dangerous. If they shoot that many folks in Georgia, I don't know what they're doing in the other cities and states. But I know one thing. If you call by God for anything, turn and pray. Call this conference line if you want prayer. That number is 7. No, it's not. That no, yes, it is. Dial 1-712-770-4010, and they'll ask you for your access code. Your access code would be 138142, and ask for and wait for the go. Hit the pound key. And if you're the only one on and want to be a host, you'll have a host number. So call me at 706-612-0864. This Dr. Apostle Jewel Lige with Apostle and Prophetess Angela Lige with Grace Glory School of Ministry and Grace Glory Deliverance Ministry. And we're also coming up with Grace Glory City of Grace. So God is so good, and thank God for the minister that's working with our media, and that's Pastor Herman Parks. God bless him, and God bless you, and may God keep you. This is a pastor's CD. I'm ministering this, and God should give it to leaders. You may get mad, and you may get glad, and I hope you get happy. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. For everything that God has given us, every minute, every second, every part of our life, is because his grace and his love toward us is so great. And his love is so, my God, his love is great. His great God of love, his love is exceedingly great toward us. He loves us so. Great is our God, and greatly to be praised. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is so good. We come to him. He is the one that doeth the work. Jesus ascended back into the heavens and seated at the right hand of God the Father. making intercession for us. But he prayed to the Father, as he said to his disciples, but I will pray to the Father, I must go away, but I will pray to the Father that he will send you another comforter. And the comforter is here. And not only is he here, but he's in us. And I have to remind myself that he is the one that is, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit in you. Not far from you, in you. He said, I will be in you, in your belly, in the life of you. Wells of living water, rivers of waters ever flowing up, life. Water represents the source of life and life. So when you say water, you're talking of, speaking spiritually, you're talking about his spirit. This is a living water. And everywhere, if you was planting, I was planting a garden and the little flowers out by my new house. And I didn't even know, I hadn't planted flowers in a long time. Because I put those seeds out and I watched. Some seeds I planted deep. And it took them 3 to 4 weeks for them to come up. And while I was waiting for them to come up, I throwed some more seeds of another flower lightly. It was up in 3 days. And it bloomed from before the others. It outgrew that one. But you know what, the ones that took so long to come up, they were deeply rooted in the ground. They had strong roots. I could pull them up and move them anywhere I wanted and they would live. But I was afraid to, those with the big, quick blooming and come up quick in 3 days, I had to add soil to them so they would have a strong root. God wants us to be deeply rooted in the Word of God. I got a revelation. He gave me a beautiful revelation, let me dream about the flowers as soon as I planted them. I saw them. I didn't see them like they are now. They are gloriously beautiful, represent the glory of God. And God has gave me a revelation, a deep revelation. And the revelation was when I planted the flowers, I heard the dove. I always hear a dove when God said to me, I'm pleased. I hear a dove in the winter in the snow way down in deep cold New York, and a dove would say, "Hoo!" He would say, make a sound. And it wasn't a dove, it was the Holy Spirit. And I thought about how beautiful that was. When I was planting my flowers, I hadn't heard a dove over here in this little area where I live. And then all of a sudden, when I got through planting my flowers, I'm putting my tools up, and I hear the dove right over my head. So gloriously beautiful. I never heard a dove since I've been over here. Mm-hmm. And it's saying, this is the same as the dove that lighted on Jesus when John baptized him and led him up, lighted up on him and said, this is my son. As lighted on him like a dove. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, lighted up on Jesus after John the Baptist baptized him. And before he was led up into the wilderness by the Father, he said, this is my son whom I'm well pleased. And, you know, Lord, give me a little reflection about and a remembrance to the Word. And then the revelation came. God said, I'm pleased you're planting these flowers up there. Oh, they're little flowers. They probably ain't even come up. The sister gave me a bag. One of my members and my students gave me a big bag of one marigold. I love marigold because you don't have to do anything but plant them. And they come back and you save the seeds and they just grow. And you keep the pestilence and the bugs away from your garden anyway. So, but anyway, as I planted them, the night that I planted them, I first thing I heard was a dove when I got through planting them. And the soil was so messed up right beside my house. It was a new house, and I guess it had rocks in it. And I said, this is probably not going to come up, but I don't want to be guilty of her giving me all this bag of seeds. And I just threw them out right in front of my window, my bedroom window, by my front step. And it was 4 weeks almost before I saw anything. But before the 4 weeks were up, I planted seeds of zinnias. I love them because when you stand in the midst of them, you gain strength. I learned that from a magazine on growing the health of flowers and plants. And you gain energy. It just gives the body energy. I don't know why the energy just vibrates from. They came up in 3 days. I just put them lightly, just a little bit of soil over them. But then I realized the difference in the two. The flowers that I planted deep, take a long time to come up. The flowers that are planted lightly just came right up. Mr. Rocks. But then I realized I pulled one up. See, I had no root. Well, nothing. Maybe one little string of root. But the other one had much root. God wants you to be planted in deeply in Him and the Word. I had to come and I realized, Lord, I got to put more soil up on these little plants because they're growing, but they don't have good root. I can't move them from place to place. God wants us to be rooted in Him. So when He sent you from somewhere, you got so much of Him in you. You are planted in Him and you're a good soil and you got good, strong roots, and God can take you from one place to the other and you still will flourish. He can send you. You see, He said you're an apostle. Apostle means sent one. That means I have to start someplace and then He'll uproot me and send me to another place. But I have to be easy to grow in the next place as well and flourish to His glory. I want you always to remember that. I thank God for His love and His grace today. We are praying. This is our Heal the Land intercessory prayer. Praise God. We're praising the Lord and thanking God for we are going to have a conference line here and hope to have it for 24 hours every day of the week. Isn't that amazing? And I'm believing God. I'm believing God. There's that music on the background. Such a beautiful sound. God has said, pray on. Don't get weary. You just stand there and pray. Pray on that phone, or that cell phone, or that house phone, and it's praying, and it's not, this number goes out on in the atmosphere. They said for us to pull down the strongholds of the enemy. But we're praying for God to send the angels of the Most High God out over the universe and pull down the strongholds of hot Satan and break the powers of darkness and destroy the prince of the air and heal the land. And we believe God. We're not going to doubt Him. And we believe God. And I thank Him for hearing my prayers. I thank Him for His amazing grace. And I thank Him for the word of revelation and understanding. And God is going to impart into the listeners and those that are on this, are listening to this prayer. I pray that God will rain on you and in you the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. The first spirit we pray for is the spirit of, praise God, information. The word come to inform you. I'm releasing to you information, the spirit and the gift of information, and the spirit of inspiration. You'll be inspired when you hear the word. God said, the word scripture tells us, and talking about the ones that wrote the Bible because they were inspired. They were holy men inspired by the Spirit of God, by God Himself. And then the next one will be impartation. And when you have informed, you got information, and it inspires you in your spirit, man. And then impartation causes it to flourish in you and grow in you. And the Spirit of the Lord imputed in you, imparted in you. And then you'll become illuminated. And then you'll become God's glorification. You'll become the illumination and the glorification and with revelation. I want you to remember all of Asian mean action. I mean, it's something happened. Something truly happened. It's moving and it is alive to the glory of God. I thank you, Father, and I give you praise right now. And I pray for those that are in the sound of my voice all over the earth, that hallelujah, that they will be enlightened. Hallelujah, that they will be, hallelujah, motivated, that the Spirit of the Lord will move upon them. Hallelujah, all over the earth will move upon you, His people, and heal the land and use you for His glory to continue to carry forth the word of God that's been imparted and imputed in you. The word which we speak, the word that you hear from the word of God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Holy Spirit. We are praying for God to heal our families and our loved ones. There's too many things going on in the world. There's too many things going on this earth. Too much, my God, that's not the glory of God. They're not giving God. The world is, God, have gotten so strong in the world because the church is getting weaker. The church is getting weaker because we got too many things to distract us. We've been so distracted by the cares of the world and the rudiments of this earth. We got so many things. We got so much. You know, we just have so much we got to take care and tend to. We've got so much to do that we got to stop and no time to pray but attend to certain things. And I want to say to my family and my loved ones and to all of the precious darlings of God and all of God's people all over the whole earth, don't be so busy that you don't have time. I heard the word of God come from the man of God this morning. I thank you for Pastor, hallelujah, Superintendent and Pastor Fleming. My God, a word that came, I believe it came from the book of Psalms. Praise God. And it said, be still and know that I am God. I think it's in Hebrew. Be still and know that I am God. God has just given us that one few words. Be still. Stop it. The world is going raging and rampaging because the body of Christ is not praying. We're not pulling down the strongholds. We're not travailing. Hallelujah. We're not doing what he said in the book of Ezekiel. He said, Ezekiel, I want you to go into the house of the Lord and grab hold to the post of the altar. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want you to howl. Glory to God that me you are coming out of the flesh and the spirit is coming out of you like a sword and travail until something happens. Glory be to God. Cry loud and Elijah's Isaiah said, cry loud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion and show my people their transgressions and the house of Israel their sins. God is calling the people that he said in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people that are called by my name, hallelujah, glory to God, will humble themselves, will turn from their wicked ways and humble themselves and seek my face and pray. He said, I will hear from heaven. And I will forgive their sins. And I will heal the land. Ooh, God said it was sin because we didn't come together and pray. We are wicked because we don't want to join in with nobody else but our little group. We want to build our own empire. So we call that wicked. That's not his word and will for us. His word and his will is for his people to come together. Come together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be still. And stop fighting and working and working. You're sweating yourself out of your own flesh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You didn't wait on his spirit. And the other scripture, hallelujah, on Psalms, wait on the Lord. And be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He said, be still and know that I am God. Humble yourself and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked way. The churches has got so powerful till they become wicked because they're powerful in their own self. And they want you to know what they know. And I said, Lord, I'm just turning some time. I just don't want to hear it. They want you to know that I know this. And I got this. And I'm more, in other words, someone more than God. Stop it. Be still. Some of the run the people to death. We got to go over here. We got to go over yonder. We got to preach over yonder. Preach. Stop. And get on your face in your church, in your house, and your children, and teach the people to pray for their children and anoint them before they go out of their houses. Ooh, glory to God. And seek, hallelujah, direction from God. Be still and know that he is God. And I'm making your decisions and your plan. And you're making the wrong decisions and the wrong plans and the wrong work. You're going the wrong direction. It's amazing how God did me. I was running just like the rest of them. Some of us are pastors, trying to be pastors, and God didn't call you to pastor. I was trying to pastor, and I heard the prophet, and I realized what was wrong. What's wrong with the people? But they wrote the people, he said, you're not their pastor. I said, oh, well, who's the pastor? Everybody feels so they get saved and get the Holy Spirit, they're going to run pastor without the revelation or understanding. But we thought that. And I was pastoring an old revival. Whole revival every month. I was up in the eighth month. Every month I had a Heal the Land revival. Then in 8 years I had the Latter Rain revival, but I think God sent different ones to run the revival and help us in different cities. God want to heal the land. And the other is a Latter Rain. A Latter Rain got to come before the land get healed. You're talking about the natural. It's got to rain before your garden get grow and be healed of drought. There's a drought in the land, and it's got to rain first. But God said, I'm calling you to call forth the rain. Hallelujah, but you're not the pastor. And I said, well, I'm an evangelist. And way after a while, God said, a man way down in South Alabama, way up here to Georgia, way up here in North Georgia, and he was sitting there. And when he stood up, his words carried life. And it wasn't even preaching, and it wasn't even praying, and it wasn't speaking in tongues. He just got up to get ready to speak. And he said, I thank God for this city that I've never been in before. And that was the word that went right into my spirit. His breath carried life. And I received the mantle of an apostle instantly. Didn't know anything about apostle. I thought I was a pastor. So that's why he stood up and he said, lady in the white, you're not the one. You're not who they call you. They may call you evangelist, and you're not that either. And I figured I probably was none of them. But then I called him maybe a month or so later and asked this man, are you coming back up to Georgia to run a revival? And he said, I would come. God is telling me to go, but the lady that invited me at that time told me not to come back because you're going to run off with my members. Well, that's not a good pastor if you scared your flock or run off with somebody else. That means you're not doing your job, but nevertheless. But then I said, well, I was calling you. He said, well, who are you? I said, well, I'm the lady that gave you a flyer about my Bible college, and I wanted you to pray for it. He said, I didn't know why. Every time I picked up my Bible, that flyer fell out on the floor. He said, I read it, and I read it, and I asked the Lord, what does this woman got to do with me? Or what do I got to do with her? And then when I called him, I said, I am the lady that gave me a word. He said, oh, that word means you are not pastor, you're not evangelist, you're not anything. You're the called by God and a charge by God to do apostles' work. That's why God was sending me from place to place. Apostle means sent one. Nobody didn't understand me. The folks act like I had lost my mind, and I thought I had to. I had to be in a city at a certain time, a different city. I had to be in a different place. I said, well, sorry, I got to go. My husband said, look like you're losing your mind. No, I ain't losing my mind. I'm going to be down. I was in New York. I said, I'm going to be in Columbus, Georgia on the 28th day of June. And then told me to go back the 28th day of August. I had to keep going on those dates. And I know I had to. There was nothing inside of me said. I thought about, Lord, I don't even have no money. But God would touch his heart and said, look, I'm going to give you this money. But I don't know why I don't know either, honey. I don't know. I didn't know I was called to be an apostle. And I'm not looking forward to being an apostle. It's by the will of God, as Paul said, and not by Jewel's will. But I want you to know one thing, that God is growing his church. But he's standing, we're in the day of the apostolic mantle. And we're in the season of the apostolic mandate. And you are moving in the prophetic. So you may be new for you. The church is going to be different than usual. All of them are going to be different than usual. God has got a whole nother level. That he's bringing his people and he's sending certain one that he called before the foundation of the world to go at this season. You know, that's been 40-some years ago that I was going places and just going. I was sent by God, and I couldn't even explain that. But now when I look back, I realize how God had anointed me to be in them cities at that day and met the people and gave me revelation and dreams and vision about these people. And I saw their faces, and I've been in the churches in vision, and I didn't even know it. But when I got this, I seen this man's face before. I asked my pastor, "Do you know this man? God showed me in a dream. I don't know nothing about nobody look like that." And lo and behold, here I was met Bishop. He was an elder. He was a pastor, stirring up his church, trying to pull the people up. When God said, "Build these people, establish these people a daycare center." Just as I got the daycare center about to be started, he said, "Go back to New York." I said, "Lord, it's my next." Within 6 months, I didn't even know. I spent most of my time crying. Then there's something that happened to me. I don't know what I'm doing down here. But when he used me, I would know that God was using me, but I didn't know it was a call, an assignment. I didn't know it was an office that God had set me in. Now all those years, and then I come back, he said, "I tried to establish a church. My husband came, and he and I pastors together." And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for his people. I'm praying that you would receive your call and with understanding. That's why he said, "Now teach the Bible college." And he sent the leader that wrote the gifts of the Spirit, wrote the books. There's a man that's plying the tobacco field in North Carolina. Didn't have no education or nothing about nothing, but he searched and he wrote. And then the man that called me, that ordained me apostle, he knew this man from way down the bottom of the Gulf down there in Mobile, Alabama. He knew the man way up in the cotton, the tobacco fields of North Carolina. And it connected. And he said to me, "Now, this man is going to help you. I'm going to give you his phone number. Call him. He's going to help you establish your college." And you know, God is so good how he connect me. The same one that ordained me and said, "You're not who they call you." People are looking. See, people won't draw people and keep people sitting under them and make them build up their empire. And you want then the people that he got sitting there, they're not doing nothing. They're just helping you build your empire. And it ain't godly anyway. That's you and your empire to make you look good. But I'm telling you, God have moved things around, and I'm not afraid to tell you the truth that you will get girded up. But the first thing that prophet spoke to me, I didn't know me from the way. He said, "You're not who they call you." And he said it with authority. Then he began to share with me his story, how he was pastoring and pastoring a church. And one day he came into church and had bought the material and got the loan from the bank and was building the church with his own hands. And he built a beautiful building. I mean, he built that building. That man built that building. And excellent. As soon as he got through, the people vanished. And he said, "God, why?" God said, "Because you're not their pastor." And then he said, "I can administer that to you, sister. You didn't know you. I didn't know." So he understood their gift. But he went around and tried to start it and tried to carry it on. And he went to the bank to say, "Tell the bank, folks, I can't pay this." And God blessed him when he made a choice to move into his apostolic gift. And when he made that choice, and he went to the bank and said, "I can't pay this church. My folks are gone. I can't pay for the money that I borrowed." He said, they looked and looked and looked. They said, "You know what? We don't have no loan in this bank for you. Well, you made no loan." Hey, God, good. God done erased it. He didn't owe nothing. Then he began to move under the apostles' office. Now, and I said, "God, you had stopped me. I thought something was wrong with me. I said, I'm out of order. I can't do this. God, you're not even with me." No, God has taken you what he called you to be. Because you love the Lord and he be carrying you. But we lean to our understanding too much. I know that. I know that we can be leaning to what we understand, and most of the time we don't understand nothing. Not anything. Glory be to God. I know this tape is going to help somebody. And I pray to God that we're going to turn this onto our mic. God bless you. The Spirit of the Lord rest upon you, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon you great grace, great mercy, great, hallelujah, glory to God, great mercy, great divine healing, perfect health, long life. That the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon you great prosperity. John was praying for his friend, and he said, I pray that, hallelujah, the Lord will bless you to prosper and be in good health. And as your soul does prosper, this is my prayer. I release that over you in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. And all glory be to God. And God, heal the land. Heal this nation. Heal the body of Christ all over the land. Let it rain on you great prosperity, great protection, great underrobo kushikana namasa, great, hallelujah, glory to God, the Spirit of wisdom, great agape love forever and ever, in that name that's above all name, and heal the land, that you would prosper, glory to God. And rain on us great agape love, which is his consuming fire of God and redeeming blood of Jesus Christ, and great glory forever. Glory be to God. And Lord God, I pray that you would rain down on this earth great, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah, salvation to the utmost. And great the Spirit of the Most High God, and great under us our wisdom, with understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, the city perish for the lack of knowledge, and great the fear of the Lord, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and understanding. The fear of the Lord upon God's people, and on this nation, glory be to God, with the consuming fire of God and the redeeming blood of Jesus, and great glory be to God forever. Let your glory reign, Lord, and heal this land, God. Heal this nation, oh God, and heal your people, and heal these children. Oh my God, help us that there be somebody in charge. My God, we're praying for leaders in high places. We're praying for new presidents and this, that, and the other. But the Lord put in my spirit that we gotta pray for God's will to be done, that the fear of the Lord will cover the earth, that it will not be so far out in darkness, that we are the, hallelujah, pray, and he will heal the land. Hallelujah, I pray that he would bring somebody in charge that the prophets of God can minister to them and tell them like it did in the old days what thus saith the Lord. And the prophets will pray to the leaders and the governors and those that are in charge and the presidents and the principal and the kings and those with authority over the people. Pray that they will set a rule, that will pass a law, that you put prayer back in the school. You better do that quickly. We better pray, church, that they put prayer back in the school, because there's a word going around, well, even on the news, that Satan is coming to set up an after-school program for your children in different schools. And my cause, they don't pray, and they don't want to say nothing about Christianity. So, but Satan say they're gonna come to after-school program with a satanic program for your children. Now, isn't that a shame? While we're having parties and we're playing and we're not in the house of God because we don't feel like it, and we got so many other things, and we got these big jobs, we got these big cars, we got these big houses, we got these big bills, and we don't have time to pray for our children before they go out the door and anoint them. I heard my pastor today, and I'm waiting for him to go give me some of that oil, and I left early, but I'm sure going back. I said, give me the oil to give to my babies that are my grandbabies, that I prayed over my children. Now I got grandbabies in college. Praise God. And I'm going to make sure each one of them got a bottle of that anointing oil. And I'm going to their dormitories and their apartments where they go to college. And my God, we're going to have a good time anointing and applying the blood of Jesus over the doorpost with this oil. And over their room and their roommates. And over the schools and the dormitory. And I don't care. My God, I used to get on the airplane traveling with my children when they allowed you to pray. And I pull out my anointed oil just before I step on the door of the in the door of the airplane, and I make two great big crosses on each side of the door with my anointed oil. And my children, Mama, and that pilot soul, one-track mind, all he's thinking about is getting this plane above the ground. He didn't know that the little old lady done plied the blood of Jesus on the doorpost of the great big 747. Glory be to God, and I thank God that it came on down from New York to Atlanta. And there was a storm over Atlanta, and you know what? I seen too many planes come down and get tangled up in those storms right over those cities. But I want you to know that airplane came on down and landed perfectly. And every time I got ready to go anywhere with anything, I anointed it. I nipped the anointing over the doorpost. God, I want you to know there ain't no law against it. Glory to God, I bet you that pilot was glad. They might not even recognize there were two great oily cross on each side of the door. I thank you, Holy Spirit, when I look at that, how God had me to do that many years ago. They were, my children were little. They were laughing at the plane, and they were little. But I said, that's all right. I'm not getting in this plane until I anoint the doorpost. And then I'm going on in, I'm going to anoint my seat and yours. And I'm going to pray. And we're going to eat on the, we're going to eat in another little hour and 45 minutes from New York to Atlanta, Georgia. Glory be to God. We're going to eat. I said, say, do you want to eat something? No, ma'am. I'm going to eat when I hit my feet on the ground. I'm going to pray. God is good. He's done so many wonderful things for me. I'm so graciously glad. And I thank God. And I pray again, God, heal the land. Heal your people. Turn your mothers and fathers around. Turn our children around. We're finna reach perilous times. Perilous times. Be healed and be whole. And I release this anointing upon you. And I want you the rest of your life, as you hear this tape, everywhere you get ready to go and everything, to anoint it and shout glory. Shout glory. Glory. Shout glory out of your belly. You'll see things change in the midst of you. And it ignites the fire of God and the presence of God. Just shout glory. God bless you. It's Apostle Lai. Heal the land. Intercessory prayer. Glory to God. By conference phone. God bless.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Apostle Jewel Lige with Grace Glory Deliverance Ministries Incorporated and Grace Glory School of Ministry. Grace Glory Heal the Land Intercessory Phone Conference Line Prayer. That's 24 hours, and we're going to be on every day of the Lord, every day till Jesus come back, hopefully till he come. And we are looking for hosts to make to do an intercessory prayer hour. Host for 1 hour. Call me to do that at 706-612-0864. And let me sign you with one of the hours. And if you need to call in for prayer, that number is to the Conference Heal the Land Deliverance Prayer. God called me to be a repairer of the breach and minister healing to the land. And I need somebody to say, let's pray. You will call by 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. God said, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face and pray, he said, I will hear you from heaven and I will forgive your sin and I will heal this land. There's too much things going on in the land this year, 2016. We'll never forget this year. I didn't know it was supposed to be a year of disasters, but we are in the season spoken of in the word that in the last days, these perilous times are going to come. Dangerous. And people are dangerous. If they shoot that many folks in Georgia, I don't know what they're doing in the other cities and states. But I know one thing, if you call by God for anything, turn and pray. Call this conference line if you want prayer. That number is 7. No, it's not. That no, yes, it is. Dial 1-712-770-4010. And they'll ask you for their your access code. Your access code would be 138142. And ask for and wait for the go. Hit the pound key. And if you're the only one on and want to be your host, you'll have a host number. So call me at 706-612-0864. This Dr. Apostle Jewel Lodge with Apostle and Prophetess Angela Lodge with Grace Glory School of Ministry and Grace Glory Deliverance Ministry. And we're also coming up with Grace Glory City of Grace. So God is so good, and thank God for the minister that's working with our media, and that's Pastor Herman Parks. God bless him, and God bless you, and may God keep you. This is a pastor's CD. I'm ministering this, and God should give it to leaders. You may get mad, and you may get glad, and I hope you get happy. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.